Praise God. Without waiting time, let's welcome God's love and put you in the
There is a tendency for a generation to come and try to explain the things and it's a temptation for them. So imagine the morning that will be upon those disciples if they continue to see them what it is to walk on water. Do you know the morning that is on them? They continue to explain what it is for 3,000 to come to Christ in 1 meeting after 1 hour. After 1 hour of ministration, 3,000 came to Christ. You will explain all your life and continue to happen. I'm a living witness. I have a movement those days. We did Bible exegesis. We did argument, and for 5 hours, I serve this guy now, and we are going through these pages. When we finished, he said, you have won. I said, give your life to Christ. The guy laughed and said, let him. I wept for my life. Because I thought, they told us, preach the war. And if you won. And I preached for 3-4 hours. I was arguing with a man. And at the end, he didn't move him from one point to another. I have to ask God, you must tell me this secret. Not use my energy to run with things that cannot be powered by human energy. I tried, and guess what happened in the church? My father has been a pastor, so staying around church will confuse you, and you will think that because you have been around church for 20 years, now maybe you do something. You are going to be prayed for. Is prayer contributing? You are going to pray for just 5 minutes. Ask God to do something to you. Something deep. I was not like this. You need to know me many years ago. How many of you know there is this? Is it PTI or one school down here? Is there a university now? Which one is PTI? Which one is Kubi? We were the first people that came to take OCM in that school. In fact, I'm going to tell you, this man is not the man that is alive to me and my generation. My own father, biological father, did ministry, a prophetic ministry for 10 years. When the prophetic has not broken out the way it is in this man, it begins. As a matter of fact, he wanted me to continue from this man because he felt that he has made a lot of deposits and relationships with this man long enough that somebody has to reap the benefit. By the time we are teaching, that is if you will pray, I will connect you to the levels of the fathers. There is no need, our father to this life, that you can never enter. Meanwhile, all you need to do is for Jacob to stand before Isaac and you look at him and say, look, my soul is like a field that the Lord has blessed. And suddenly a man will leave them and become another man. If you ever tell me that I'm a man that will stand on this stage, I will never believe it. There is not one thing I have struggled for in my life. What I see is another generation that want to struggle for what only God can do. Do you know why? They don't want to carry on their own. You don't want to carry. Put the level, just do it. If you like, I will teach you just do it. If you like, just face to face. You have to pray one prayer. Jesus has been going to many meetings, but this one. You must do something to me that will shift my life from one to two. I cannot go back from here face to face. You can't go back from here and continue explaining to people that you have Jesus. Jesus has done one thing from one to two. You continue to explain. No, you don't need explanation. They will look at you and know that you are being with Jesus. Whatever it takes, let God touch your life. Touch you so deep that you become an emblem, a witness. is putting it in your name. Unfortunately, lack of adequate understanding. It's not wrong with you. So, I don't think God, I don't think men will be fine with you. Is given to the young, the youth, to make a lot of mistakes. That is why when you see a young man that begins to make less mistakes, one of the things we know is that he will be separated from his mates. When you see a young man that begins to live a different kind of life, even when he's still young. See a 15-year-old boy, pray it out. That is my word. Remember when I started those even elders, they advised me, they said, wait till you get to 14 years. Enjoy your life. Get to 14 years! Can you start this young that begin to level? When will you stop? Because they calculated, some of them have been on this journey, and they knew that the kind of journey I want to engage on is such that will take everything from you. Actually, before God gives you something tangible, He will take everything from you. Anything you have before God has taken everything from you is just a test. You have not connected with anyone. When God gives you such as He won't take away, no, He will take everything from you. And once it comes, you will know. It comes with a consequent anointing. The name of that anointing is gladness. That is such anointing that separates you from your fellows. All of you will be praying together. Are you with me? You can be saying amen. All of you are praying together, fasting together. You are doing many things together. Suddenly, amongst everyone, one will last. There is an anointing that makes this man like that. The anointing is called gladness. He said, because you have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. The Lord, even by God, has anointed you to be all your gladness amongst your fellows. So the oil comes and separates you. But before the oil separates you, you will have lived a separated life. There is a location in the spirit that oil is. It's only men that are there that impossible. So the reason why I have to say this is because you are not consistent. I will chase you away. I want to be hearing that song. The reason why I'm saying this is that it's not given to you as young as you are to be doing the things that you need to do that will bring you to the point where the oil of gladness will come. Such an oil is what will make a young man appear to his family, and suddenly even his father and his mother will know that even though this one is our son, there is something different about him. On the day that Jesus was born, the Bible said that he disputed with the doctors of God. And he said he came, his parents left him, and for 3 days long, they left him behind. When they came back, when he said, son, why do you make us to be weavers? Now, if you are the one, you would have questioned that kind of context. Because Joseph was there. What kind of father is Jesus talking about? Even though he knows any father, he shouldn't be saying it like that. But the Bible says that when he said, he should put it in our hands. Are you with me? I said there are things God knows about you, and even certain others. People might not know, but they know the level of concentration you have brought around your life. Just because everybody is still at the same level doesn't mean you can continue like that. There is a path a young man will follow, and then the spirit of the ancient will come on you. Suddenly you will become different. You look at a 12-year-old boy and know that he's speaking with a wisdom that is bigger than the others. And that's shocking year, Jesus said, before Abraham I was. He said, come here, give me who are you? Well, it's not right, I think, to be saying that before Abraham you were. And they will bring the Torah and the laws of Moses and ask him of his opinion. And Jesus will come and say, in the beginning, it was not so. That is as of that point, he's negating the authority of the Torah. And no, they brought him and give him. You cannot be speaking like this. What kind of man are you? Some of you are praying in my body, and when you are having family meeting, I'm praying against all of the other 19 men that have been around in the gospel for years. And I came to that prayer meeting many times. I called my mother, I said, this prayer meeting is wrong. There is this. See, many prayer meetings that people gather to is what will actually take them out of the will of God. Just because you call the prayer meeting doesn't mean God is there. There is what we call lampstand. It is the representative of the temple of heaven on this earth. Huh? Now, without the lampstand, God doesn't recognize a progress altar. Now, the way God recognizes us is not people, it's a lampstand. And when he sees a lampstand, he sees an angel. Huh? Now, that angel actually derives what then is messenger. So he means that there is a man. And there is a lamp that is representative of God's temple to a temple. And the voice of God to a temple is not in the largest church by number. It is the place that you have found the lampstand. That is where God will speak. So in case God wants to speak to this temple, to the place, or to the place that is not standing to the side, has accumulated where they want to trap his voice. Any man that takes his agent out of the voice, the alarm that has set forth in the spirit from that place is wrong. It doesn't matter whether they are 4 in number. It doesn't matter whether they are 2 in number. That is when they have done business long enough that God has recognized their stature and rank in the spirit. Their alignment. Elders, brothers, some of them have been in this gospel for 40 years. I told my mother something is wrong. They called me, even the other said, it's pride, you are proud. That's the reason why you're saying this is that you are proud. Only the human! You are proud. I said, the things my hand have impacted. And because they have experience, don't argue with people, don't argue with experience. Bring evidence. Because they have experience, for you to be arguing with them, they tell you, do you know how long you have been doing this? 40 years, 30 years. Stop bringing it. He took 3 months and then the prayer meeting scattered. And what happened like this? I said, hey, this is your service flow. I don't need to prove. For me, I don't need to prove any point. It's just that I'm bothered with the fact that men will gather in places to pray something as precious to God as prayer. And we'll find out that at the end, that those 1 hour of prayer is wasted. That heaven doesn't recognize it. Ah, see, I have a body. And I speak as a man that has been in this prayer business for long. I prayed for long before I began to preach. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a, my job really is to take the promises and the prophecies of God and store up my vision until I see the result. Then when I come out, I'll begin to tell a generation about what I saw about God. That is my job. I hate to do a ministry without a witness. You continue to talk, and then will be happy. It didn't really happen. Thank you, God. He said, we are doing the signs that our Father has told us about. You are still talking. He wants to ask. Evidence is not at the mercy of the word that has been given. Already two churches have to bring for signs. The first church has to be echoed. Where are they going to? They have all their work. Some of them are not married. All kinds of things. You don't have answer. That's why they go to Satan. It was because the voice of God was shut down. And Samuel had died. That's why Saul had to go to the meat of heaven. In the all, as long as Samuel is dead. It is not just that you will be consulting for the voice of God. The Bible says that the territory of Israel was protected and preserved by one man's anointing.
It was by an anointing. It was by an anointing.
Some process to come.
What you don't know is that that oil
Saul began to chase him. The same one that will come and do this as soon as the oil lacked.
Oh, speak of my heaven and give me heaven. Oh, speak of my heaven and give me heaven. Oh, speak of my heaven and give me heaven. Oh, speak of my heaven. Oh, speak for me, and be there. Oh, speak for me, and be there. My heart is gone.
People to stay. See, I'm drunk now.
is not demanding new things for you. The abuses are not coming. The proof that abuses are here is that when we begin to tell you the new things that you need to draw at the altar, what are the new sacrifices on your altar? Those are the things that have the capacity to spring in the course of heaven. Sacrifice is the voice of the altar. So when men begin to draw new things, then they have brought new voices to the altar. And God will begin to come and begin to ask, who is the one that speaks to us? We need to respond to his call because he has brought new sacrifices. He also understood that new systems demand more from him. That what he has done before lacks the capacity to take it from the frontiers, the places that God has prepared for him. I seek more from you. By anybody or anything.